Thank you very much for calling, Lisa here.
Thank you. Who are you? This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. I'm good. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I sent your email with 24 pages. This offer for rephrasing the whole thing, I think it's preferential, better than the other one. Let's try. I tell you also that some websites that I listed, some high school website, I think it's much lower than they can have the same idea. I don't know how did they get to this website at
okay.
all. But I tried to do my best with this thing. I sent 24 pages. Also, there is all rights reserved. A long mention of all the all rights.
Let me ask you this. Have you copyrighted your manuscript?
Oh, I have all the files that I change. I have them on my hard drive, and I have them all of them.
I'm not talking about that, Michael. I'm talking about having the book or your literary work registered with the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Have you done that already?
No, I didn't.
Okay, all right. Do you know about the process and how are you going to get that done? Because it's important to have the copyrights of your work. So, you know, nobody can make any false claims on your manuscript. And since we are having some plagiarism issues, I think it would be best for you to copyright your work.
Okay, but are you doing this thing or you don't?
Yes. We cover that. Don't worry. We cover that for our customers. What I'm going to do is that I will connect you with the relevant department, and they will guide you with the entire process step by step. Okay.
Okay, but what I thought about it, if someone copies some parts of my work, maybe it's not essential to focus on it. Because people in universities, there are a lot of people, professors and all the stuff, they eventually copy it anyway. They do present lessons for students without caring about it. They would copy it without asking any permission. If they study English as a second language, they would copy it.
I really do understand that. But the point here, Michael, is that the work should be registered under your name. And if anybody is utilizing it or using it for any other purposes, let's say for teaching or in the universities as well, they need to give you credit for that. That's my entire point. And by the way, about these 24 pages that you have sent me, do you want me to use these? And are you going to send me more pages? Without plagiarism?
Yes, I intend to revise the whole of the manuscript.
Okay.
But when you send me the first version, the first copy, it was somehow formatted to include more pages than I had, because I don't know how to format it. I think these 24 pages are formatted for too small number of pages. Maybe
okay.
they can be extended.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
okay.
yes.
Yeah, we can extend these pages, but I will wait for you to send me the complete manuscript. And by the way, why are you doing this, Michael? We can have this done by the team. I mean, they offered to rewrite the entire manuscript. So why don't you just go for that? Why are you investing so much time, you know, rephrasing the entire manuscript?
I thought maybe it will be better. I also discussed some things with vaccine providers and some other people. And I thought maybe it will be better to include some more thoughts, because I did extensive research through mm-hmm. National Academy of Sciences. So
okay.
It wouldn't be... so I thought, because I was waiting, in between that I was waiting for the plagiarism report. I thought maybe it's not good because I actually, if they find the same expressions as for some simple authors or simple websites, mm-hmm. I didn't have their report. And I thought maybe if they find, they would match the expressions with a simple website, it wouldn't be so good, because I have scientifically related expressions. My statements are related scientifically, and so they are not exactly scientific, but they are related to.
Okay.
Cite scientific papers and the whole stuff. I cite websites from World Health Organization, from different vaccine providers.
Okay. All right. Well, then, how about now, since you're working on having the manuscript revised, how about you go ahead and send me the complete manuscript? I mean, take a day or two, send me the complete manuscript that you have revised and you're satisfied with it. You know, the one without plagiarism. Send that to me and then I'll have the team start working on that so they don't have any issue with the plagiarism thing too, okay?
Yeah, it can take a couple of weeks, I think, because
Then why don't you just go ahead and pay the additional
I'm not
cost?
Sure.
Yeah.
What?
I'm saying why don't you go ahead and upgrade your package, pay the additional cost, and let the team handle it? Because we'll be sending you continuous drafts, and that's when we will start off by rephrasing and rewriting stuff. So whichever draft I send to you, we'll cater the plagiarism issues right there and then, and we won't have to wait.
Okay, then I attach this 24 pages to the rest of the manuscript. I will send it to you for the whole team to work on. Okay. Okay. I try to do my best maybe tomorrow or the day after tomorrow.
That's fine. Take your time. All I'm saying is that you don't have to go through this hassle. There is another option too. But of course, that will require you to upgrade the package. But that's all right. If you want to do it on your own, just do it on your own. Send me the manuscript, and I'll forward that to the team. And the other option is that we can upgrade your package. It's not going to be a lot, it's not going to be a lot of the amount. But in that case, you are covered. You won't have to invest so much time rephrasing the entire manuscript because the team will be doing that for you since they are already editing your book.
Okay, then I try to adjust the whole thing one day or tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Or maybe, thank you.
All right, no problem about that. Now, about the copyrights, when do you want me to connect you with the expert in order to guide you with the process?
Okay.
Tomorrow, would that be fine?
Yes. What time tomorrow?
Okay. What time are you available tomorrow?
It looks like that I'm 3 hours ahead of you're
Eastern
in
time
the
zone, right?
Yeah, Eastern. Yes, I'm in the Eastern time zone.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what time should I call you tomorrow?
The earliest, what time is it possible?
I can schedule your call at 1 o'clock Pacific time zone.
Pacific, 1 o'clock Pacific.
Yes. Would that work?
It would be, yes, it would be 10 Eastern time. Is it correct?
No, actually, let me check. Eastern time, let's do this. Okay, 1 o'clock Pacific is going to be 3 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh, 3 o'clock Eastern time or 4, or even possibly 4 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
4 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, let's lock it at 4 o'clock Eastern time, okay?
Okay, yes, okay.
Okay,
4
perfect.
O'clock Eastern time.
Perfect. So I'll
you.
Wait for the remaining work that you have done on the manuscript, and then we'll continue from there, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
thank you very
perfect.
Much.
Thank you for your time, Michael. I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.